So Donald Trump is skipping CPAC. I think somebody told him Megyn Kelly was going to be here. Or even worse, he was told there were libertarians who were going to be here.
Is the Republican Party having a nervous breakdown? And is there anything on either side of the GOP civil war for libertarians to root for? We're here at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, to ask those questions and more to young conservative activists from all over the country. Is there a candidate in this election left standing that is stirring your heart at all?
I mean, it's kind of like a reality show at this point, but I'm kind of hoping Trump gets voted off the island, and then I'll end up supporting the nominee.
You're never Trumper.
Never Trump, yeah.
Even though Trump isn't as conservative in some aspects, I think he would be able to bring trade back to America. You know, how we've taken trade out of this country and sent it overseas. So I feel like he would be able to bring that back.
If he's putting tariffs on goods, he's going to make your iPhone a lot more expensive, for example.
Yeah.
You think that's a good thing?
I'm not that into that, but I feel that
My parents are immigrants here. I'm a first generation.
From where?
My dad was from Syria and my mother was from Turkey.
Wow. So when you hear politicians this cycle talk about refugees from Syria, how do you feel about that?
I don't want them to come here because of the terrorists. Now, if Obama was bringing over the Christians, I wouldn't have a problem. And the only reason I have a problem with some of the Muslims is most of them are probably okay, but there's a segment of them that would probably do us harm.
We need a president that won't bring them to the United States, a president that won't grant them a court-appointed lawyer, a president that will send these terrorists where they belong, to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
If I were president of the United States, I would take Apple and the intelligence community, lock them in a room and say, you aren't coming out till you figure this out. And when you come out, you're not going to talk to the press about it. And we're not going to put it on the front page of a paper. We're just going to make sure we're secure. That's what a leader does. And I might put Hannity in the room with him.
That'll work.
That's why I can't really say anything good about Ted Cruz or Trump, because I don't like either one of them personally.
I mean, if you're not backing anybody who's left in the Republican race, who are you sort of rooting for more than anybody else? Is there anyone?
No one really in the conservative. Like, I liked Rand Paul a little bit, but I've been for Gary Johnson since day one.
Whatever economic measure you want to look at, it tends to be best when you've divided government, so.
Okay, so I should vote for Bernie Sanders is what you're telling me.
I think he got me again.
This is not a good advertisement for the Republican Party.
Not at all. But
So the good news is that a surprising number of people here at CPAC either consider themselves libertarians or are open to libertarian arguments. The bad news is that even they will admit that their own preferred candidates are bound to disappoint us all. It's been a weird year for the Republican Party, and I think it's going to keep getting weirder. For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.
God bless CPAC.